It is 8:15, and on a Friday, that means it is time for the triumphant return of the weekly feed, one of my favourite segments of the week. Alison from BQ Blog, how are you?
Oh, fantastic.
Welcome back.
Welcome to you.
Well, thank you very much. Now, I'm quite excited about this one particularly because you are giving us a little bit of a taste of your travels over Christmas, New Year.
Yes.
West Sumatra,
yes. Like, it was the fantastic, you know, like when you get asked before Christmas, oh, where are you going? You know, where are you? And mine was like, Sumatra.
Oh, hello. I have no idea about anything about Sumatran cuisine.
Yeah, well, actually, you probably do.
Ooh.
So you probably are very familiar with styles. What is the most popular food style to come out of West Sumatra, which is nasi padang. So that style of food where it's like the more common nasi, what's called nasi campur,
yeah,
which is like lots and lots of dishes that are pre-cooked. And then on a plate, the way that we get it here in Sydney is it's rice in the middle and lots of different selections of on a plate.
Yep.
Usually rendang.
Always.
Because rendang is the best part, I think. A little bit of vegetable, a little bit of, say, some fish, some crackers, like crispy little crackers, different things like that. So that's what we get. But in West Sumatra.
Imagining it's a little different.
It's a little different. What do you do? They have these places and they're called nasi padang places, like a nasi padang restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And you go and you sit down and you sit down at this table and there might be two people, say. There was two people. And they start bringing out dishes, so like a little sort of dessert dish. And they might, by the end of the meal, there be a couple of chicken dishes, a couple of fish dishes, multiple vegetable dishes. By that, in the table's full of about 20 little plates of all different selections. So you can pick and choose what you want to eat. You can eat half of a plate and that's all you'll be charged for. So you might have two pieces of beef rendang in the little dish and they'll say, you know, did you eat both? And you get charged for both. So if you just felt like having a little bit, that's what you get charged for. If you eat the whole dish, you get charged for the...
That's incredible. What a weird system. I love it.
And you sit down and you're just bombarded with like these people bringing you all these little dishes of food. But the most amazing things we ate were things like... have you ever tried the little pad thai, the stinky bean?
No, I have not.
It's like a little big... It's like a big green bean or a pea... You know, like it's quite large, like a bigger than your thumbnail.
Okay.
And it's a bit funky. So, but they're really great.
What sort of funky are we talking about?
A little bit funky.
A little bit musty.
Like musty and bitter, a little bit bitter as well. And they're served with a tomatoey, spicy chili sambal with maybe some prawns as well.
Yum.
Which is really fantastic. The other thing they had is another bean called jengkol, and it's very large, like a round disc. And it's sort of like about the size of a small headphone kind of plate, you know, like this big, you know, like the disc. I'm trying to imagine. I'm trying for the listeners to give you a size sort of dimension. But they're like chestnuts, and they're really fantastic. And again, they were either in a curryish, creamy sauce, and so you got a lot of different dishes like that that were different to things that you would get here. And the other one was a very, very crunchy bean, almost like bark. It was like eating bark, but there was a little bean inside, and you ate that, and it was just really incredible. So, things that were probably really unlikely to get here, but the best thing of all was the rendang. Now, the rendang there is made from buffalo.
Usually. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so and it's just cooked to perfection. So.
I've been craving buffalo meat. Like, it's funny you mentioned. I've been googling buffalo meat Sydney.
Well, you got to get to Padang there. Because it's the sort of the way that it's cooked, so it's a small piece of meat and it sort of fork shreds apart, you know, and the sauce that it's cooked in is deep and brown and rich, and it's just incredible. It was the best rendang I think I've ever had ever.
What's the spice profile like over there?
Very sort of so they have the warmer spices, so cinnamon and different things like that, and then they love chili, so very, very much chili in curries. So the curries there are called gulai, and they're the creamier style of what we would know. And then you would just have just simply what they call lardo, or we might know it as balado, and it's a chili sort of sauce, so a pounded up red chilies. And we saw this lady in a market in Padang, and she was grinding up like a a bucket of worth of red chilies on a big mortar and pestle, like the flat ones with the big heavy stone roller, and it had a bit of garlic in it and a bit of shallots, and she was doing it barehanded. So, like, grinding these chilies.
Don't sneeze.
And it was just like, your hands must have been like, her hands aching. Must have been Teflon, wow. Like, you know, just like no pain from the chili oil. Anyway, so they love this sort of other chili style. So you sort of everything is either in one of these kind of styles of sauces, and they're all really, really delicious. The chili wasn't blow your head off chili.
Okay.
It was that lovely, because it was mixed in with garlic and shallot, it had this just wonderful sort of even flavour. They don't use the really, really hot sort of Thai style bird's eye chilies. They're the sort of longer, larger ones that actually have flavour.
Mm.
You know, they don't.
As opposed to just being a shock to the system.
That's right. So that was probably like the highlight of our trip, was having these nasi padangs. But the other great things we had, a few quick ones, were frozen durian with chocolate sauce.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
It was fantastic. I've had avocado before with chocolate, and that's fantastic, a drink like that. But this was frozen slushy durian with a swirl.
That's incredible.
And that was brilliant. We went back twice for that one. And we went to a few other areas, so Bukittinggi up in the hills, and they do things, a little bit more vegetables up there. They love meat in West Sumatra, very much a meat area. And we were craving vegetables after a while. Go down. Maybe we'll just chew on some raw
This
beans.
Is why you just named three beans as your favourite
yes,
food.
Yes, possibly. There was the variety. Just a really great mix of different styles of food to choose from. Possibly if you're a vegetarian, probably not the best cuisine choice. But,
I can understand that. Yeah,
yeah, but if you're a meat lover, fantastic.
So I guess just quickly, anywhere in Sydney where people can go and try something similar?
Yeah, out in Lakemba, Warung Ita is a fantastic place that's been around for a long time. And you can it's just sort of a pick and mix, choose style.
Lovely.
Pondok Bayong in Kingsford is another great one. And even in Dixon House, Pondok Selera is another place you can.
So there is one in Dixon House.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah. So and they have a sister shop in Eating World as well. So you can get good rendang there too.
Well, have you got some reviews up on the blog?
Not yet. We're still processing the photos. Come on.
Sorry. But what is the blog if people want to go and check out?
It's www.b-kuyu.com.
And, of course, that'll be up on the 2SER.com website. Alison, it's an absolute pleasure to have you back. Thank you.
Thanks.